Cassie with all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.
This is Angus Young.
And Brian Johnson of AC/DC.
AC/DC dropped a teaser ahead of the release of the full-length music video for their brand new single, Realize. The clip is a close-up look at the band playing live in a plain old studio, just the band and their instruments. Oh yeah, and a couple of massive Marshall stacks. You can watch the full video on AC/DC's YouTube channel now and read all about it on the Triple M website. Realize is from the band's brand new album, Power Up, and it's out now.
Hey, this is Johnny from DMAs.
Aussie rock three-piece DMAs have announced the release of a live album to fill up your empty live music tank. The Sydney band are releasing a live set recorded at their sold-out gig in London's iconic venue, O2 Academy. Live at Brixton is available the 5th of March on the one-year anniversary since the massive gig happened, before live music was changed forever. The band have released the first track, Lay Down, to give you a taste, and you can watch the official music video and get the pre-order info on the Triple M website now. If you're a sticky beak like me, then you're a sucker for a celebrity real estate listing. And Jimi Hendrix's Californian home has recently been listed, giving fans the chance to have a virtual tour of his 1968 home. If you've got a spare $3 million, you can buy it. The secluded home that bizarrely has more bathrooms than bedrooms was built for Hendrix in 1968 in the Californian city of Topanga, just 2 years before his death. It's also where the Red Hot Chili Peppers recorded their 1991 album, Blood, Sex, Sugar, Magic. You can take a virtual tour or place your bid on the Triple M website now.
Hi, this is Trent from Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails frontman and music industry nut Trent Reznor has given music idol David Bowie an edgy tribute in this weekend's David Bowie Celebration concert. Reznor was joined by his musician wife, Mary Queen Mandig, and Bowie's longtime bandmate, Mike Garson, for a dark take on Bowie's 1980 pop hit Fashion. The big gig marked the 5th anniversary of Bowie's passing, with Mike Garson leading the lineup of rock singers, from Billy Corgan to the Pretty Reckless's Taylor Momsen, Adam Lambert, Trent Reznor, and heaps more, paying tribute to the Starman. You can watch the clip and find out more about this awesome gig at the Triple M website.
Hey, this is Nathan from Kings of Leon.
Kings of Leon are finally back with new music. The rocking family band have spent the last week leaking audio clips, artwork, and videos on socials before projections of the band were seen across the world, including Sydney. Now the band have released two brand new songs. The rocking new single, The Bandit and 100,000 People, are the first taste of the band's 8th studio album, When You See Yourself, and that's out March 5th. You can get all the info on the brand new stuff from Kings of Leon on the Triple M website now. Nothing makes sense anymore. After months of whispers, we finally have some solid information about the mysterious Metallica covers album country music pop star Miley Cyrus is set to release. In an interview with the UK's Capital Breakfast last week, Cyrus confirmed that rock royalty Sir Elton John and the Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith are joining her for the new release. Miley told Capital Breakfast's Roman Kemp, her version of Metallica's Nothing Else Matters has already been recorded with Elton. Now that sounds interesting. You can read more about it at triplem.com.au. Don't forget, you can get Triple M Rock News on your smart speakers now. I'm Cassie, and that's all that matters in Triple M Rock News this week.